there anything cool that you saw today? Was there a highlight for you? You didn't even think of this question.
I actually did see some highlighters today. A lot of girls are wearing some nice highlight on their drink.
Oh.
But I wouldn't necessarily say that was a highlight of today.
My favourite part was when someone kicked a soccer ball through a window.
Yeah, today's theme of... it seems to be that the theme of today seems to be damaging camp property.
I don't know about the comment about kicking doors down. Was there actually some other damage that happened to camp?
I don't know. Someone has done something naughty. Please don't do that again, guys.
Be good. Look after the camp, please.
Mm. What about... What did you do in free time?
Yeah, I played soccer most of the time. I got very sweaty, and then you'll be very proud of me. I had a shower afterwards.
With soap. Ooh,
before
job.
Dinner. I didn't want to stink out my whole dinner table. But unfortunately, after you're playing a whole game of soccer, it's really hard to cool down. So even after I got out of the shower, I was still perspiring and I was a bit sweaty. But that was okay. And then I decided... this evening I wasn't going to run too hard because I didn't want to have another shower before I went to bed.
Yeah,
is that okay? Is that acceptable?
I think that is acceptable, and it was quite obvious that you weren't running. And it was acceptable because we were on different teams. So then it was advantage
That's
to
true,
our team.
But
too.
We still won.
Yeah. Mm. Did we? I think my team won. Go blue team.
Yeah, I've got blue team.
Oh.
We were on the same team.
Well, then you were not helpful to our team at all then.
Ah, sorry.
Shout out to Shady, who's in the room, who just ran the activity. Thanks, Shady.
It's a great activity. All right. On the radio show tonight, we are doing our secret sound competition. So this will be one for you guys to text in. I sneakily went somewhere to the campsite today and recorded our secret sound, which I'll play for you shortly. And what we would like you to do, if you want to win a prize for your cabin, I have a lovely box of Ferrero Rochers. I think there are 24 Ferrero Rochers. So that should be more than enough for your dorm. If you can text in the secret sound and tell us what it is, you can win that whole box for your dorm tonight.
You have to text in your dorm number on it as well, because if you don't, we won't give you the prize because we don't know who you are.
That's true. I don't know everyone's number. That would be weird. Okay. Listening up, I'm about to play the secret sound. How many times can I play it? I'll play it a few times just so that you can get the hang of it. Here we go. Secret sound playing now. Was that audible? I couldn't. Okay, good. We didn't get it through our speaker, but I'm hoping that you heard that. Here it is again for you. What is the secret sound? Start texting in your answers. The first team to text in, or the first dorm to text in the correct answer, will win themselves 24 Ferrero Rochers tonight. I will deliver them personally. Unless you're a girl's dorm.
And then I would deliver them personally.
Yeah.
This is a great prize, guys. I'm staring at these Ferrero Rochers right now. So tempted. Problem is I'm in a dorm by myself, so I can't even hope that someone can text in. And I didn't even get to hear the sound, so I can't
That's
even
it. Kelly does
it.
Not know
I don't even
the
know what
is.
The sound is.
I'll play it one more time, so make sure there's silence so you can all hear it. I've deliberately made it a little bit obscure. What is the secret sound? Are we getting any text in yet, Kelly?
13.
What have we got so far?
Hold on, there's a code I have to enter in. Okay. I have a... Is it bubble wrap?
It is not bubble wrap. That is wrong.
A fridge?
Well, I'd like them to be a little bit more specific than that. A fridge on its own is not a good enough answer.
Okay.
Not that it's necessarily anything to do with a fridge, but I need to know what the action is taking place.
Is it a trolley cart?
No, it is not a trolley cart.
Okay. Someone has asked for it to be played again because they couldn't hear it.
All right. We'll play it one more time.
It is also definitely not a gunshot.
Could be, but it's not. Here we go. Here it is again.
Okay, I have got paper ripping.
Not paper ripping.
That is still wrong. Opening a packet of cookies.
Not opening a packet of cookies. Maybe we'll go to a song, read a few more texts, and see if anyone gets it. This song makes me feel tough, and I like to listen to it and sing along. It is back from soon after I was born in the early 90s. It is by Coolio. It is called Gangster's Paradise. Hey. Sorry, there's a little bit of crossfade there on the end. Welcome back to the radio show. We still have not got a correct answer in, so we are going to leave the text lines open for your text. And I have decided, or Kelly have told me, that I need to give you a clue, okay, to help you out a little bit. So my clue is, I recorded this sound today inside my room. Okay, now I'm in one of the motel rooms, so that might be a little bit different to your dorm room, but I recorded it inside my room. So that might be able to help you out a little bit. Keep the text lines, text coming in, and if you still don't get it, I might give another clue out a little bit later. But we have someone in the studio with us today.
It is Kath Me Outside Moody.
Hello, hello. Am I meant to say how bad now?
Yes.
Did I say it right? Like being called that.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
And what are we doing with Kath today?
Kath, your cabin nominated you today in our radio show box. Mm-hmm. There was more votes for you than any other leader. So you are here representing them to hopefully win some prizes. What cabin are you from?
Sylvan 16. Does that mean, is that a good thing, or were there just no other leaders nominated?
No, there are other leaders nominated.
Yes.
Legit.
I'm so popular, guys.
Shout out to Sylvan 16. Now is your time to shine.
I'm sorry if I fail you.
It's okay.
But we learned today in the talk that we don't have to be afraid of, you know, being imperfect and failing in front of others. Isn't that one of the things that Pete said, right?
Yeah, that's good. If you're not a perfect person, then...
Just remember that, dorm 16, when she potentially doesn't win anything for
Please
you.
Please don't lock me out of the dorm.
So, prizes for this game of Scattergory. We've already got a whiz fizzing licious stocking for you.
Where did you get that one from, Kel?
A shop.
You bought it.
You did not buy this.
I bought it on special on Boxing Day. Because that's how much I care
Christmas
about
stocking
you guys.
Shape.
Yep. I actually wanted the Ferreros, but, you know.
Sorry. I have, in addition to that prize, jackpotting from yesterday, some butter cookies, original Danish recipe.
Homemade?
And believe it or not, they are hand selected.
By you?
No, I'm not sure who hand selects them.
By biscuit professionals.
Yeah. In these are the best the Danish biscuits region. They put into this box, and the other ones they give out at supper.
Yes. And leave them out all night uncovered.
That's
what?
It. So, how is Kath going to win these prizes?
Okay, Kath.
Yes.
The game is Scattergories. You'll be given a letter. There will be 10 questions asked to you. You'll have 40 seconds to give us an answer. You can pass and we can come back to that answer. The first answer you say is final. If you get through all 10 and we accept all 10 as answers, you will win the prizes.
I'm having heart palpitations.
40 Where's seconds first is pretty aid? Tricky. You reckon she can do it in 40?
How many am I meant to get in 40 seconds?
I reckon
seconds?
I'll give you 45.
Yes.
Yeah. Or just and I'll, round it up to a minute.
I'll be.
You wish, mate.
I'll promise I won't laugh. I will accept your answers as they are and go straight to the next question, unlike Hayden, who
I'll
laughed.
Be the one laughing, probably.
No. Probably cost
I'll still
Joel.
Laugh,
okay. Okay.
Are you ready?
Do I get to pick the letter?
No. The letter is... Oh, it landed on the letter L.
You didn't roll it.
They don't know that.
This is rigged, guys, listening
Larry.
At home.
L for Larry.
L for love.
L for love. Or losing.
L
let's
for Lemuel.
Let's keep positive.
Right.
Okay.
L for Lemuel.
I like Lemuel.
Hashtag.
That's why I chose it.
Hashtag what?
I mean,
shout
rolled
out
it.
To Lemuel.
Okay. I'm going to start the clock and Kelly will ask the first category. Ready? Skeddy. Go.
Something you plug in.
Light.
Superhero.
Lex Luthor.
Type of seafood.
Linguine pasta with prawns.
Occupation.
Linguist. It is. It's a thing.
Yeah, no, I just saw that sound. School subject. School subject.
The Latin.
Something in the sky.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Does that count?
Keep going.
Something you would throw away.
lighter that you use to light a cigarette that's run out of stuff to light with.
Okay. Someone who wears a uniform.
A librarian.
Type of,
I take that back. A lacrosse player for the Australian team.
Okay. Type of confectionery.
I'm really healthy, so this one's really hard, but a lolly.
Okay.
That is confectionery. Okay, something that is black.
Lemuel. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, Lem.
Okay, so you only actually got 7-3 before the time ran out. I just thought
what I'd kind of
keep going and see if you got
trouble for that. This is the longest 45 seconds ever.
No, that was a minute and 11 seconds.
I'm totally going to get in trouble for something you would throw away.
I don't think Lem's listening.
Yeah, but okay.
Someone tell him though, please.
I've said worse on this radio show before. Yeah, I'm fairly sure.
So, I reckon you got probably 7 there. I'm not sure about the linguine with prawns on it, but
something in the sky. Lucy in the sky.
I don't even understand that.
Is it's
that
a Beatles song. Come on, Paul McCartney was just here. You should know this stuff.
I'm not as old as you.
I think
if you literally just said lighter for something you would throw away rather than giving us an explanation of why you would throw it away, you would have had at least 10 seconds.
Are we going to give her a prize?
Not
bad luck.
What?
Get out.
Sorry, I don't want to scream into this microphone, but that's an outrage.
Why?
I did so well. Like, no offense to Joel, but I did so much better than him.
Yeah, but
we were listening in our dorm last night and he got like 2 right.
Yeah, you did better than Joel, but you didn't. Just weren't good enough.
You weren't quick enough.
All of us have fallen short.
It was probably because you were like, la, 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 oh, whatever.
We're going to go to a song and calm Kath down. This
She's
one
actually
was
down.
Requested for Imagine Dragons. This is Thunder. Just a young gun with the... Okay, welcome back to the radio show. We still have not got a correct answer texted in.
Some of you guys are getting pretty close, but you're still wrong.
Okay, so we need a little bit more. Keep those texts coming through. I will give one more clue, and if that's not enough, then bad luck. We'll give out the prize tomorrow. Maybe I'll give a different sound. I'm not sure. Mm. Okay, the clue is I would cause this sound to happen before I get changed. I will cause this sound to happen before I get changed. Okay, so text in if you think you know what it is. We still have 24 Ferrero Rochers to give out to your cabin tonight. Now, one contentious topic at camp, Kelly, is food. Often there's people that complain about food. There's others that go home and love food. How have you found the camp food so far?
Look, let's be honest, hasn't been my favourite kind of food. I'm not a big fan of the salad at the moment.
Oh, really? I've been eating heaps of the salad.
Bitter.
I like bitter
salad. The salad just hasn't been going along nicely with my moods. And I have the weakest palate in the world, so the chili con carne tonight was too hot for me.
So have you just been going hungry?
Probably a little bit. I've been really eyeing off the prizes that we're going to give to you guys to eat them instead of giving them to you. But camp food, I feel, it never tastes like home, but it doesn't taste like restaurant quality either. It's just something,
something
separate
in
on
between.
Its own.
Its own category.
Yeah.
I always find that, like, I'm never a big fan of camp food, but I always eat plenty of it anyway, just because, I don't know, I need food and...
Food is a necessity to survive.
Don't want to be a picky eater. I want to set an example for campers that are picky eaters and they go, oh, well, you know, Hayden's eating it, so I'll eat it too. So for an example, peas. I would never buy peas at home. They're just something I don't have, but there always seems to be peas at camp. So we had schnitzel and peas and corn and carrot, and I just eat it anyway.
That's so good.
Are there any foods that you don't like but you just eat anyway for whatever reason?
I wish I could say most food. I'm really not a big food person, to be honest. Like, if I could eat a tablet instead of eating food that gave me all the nutrition that I needed, I would do it.
Really?
Yep.
That's so boring. You don't enjoy, like, no?
No, I've never found food something to be that I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I just ate this, or this is the nicest.
I am the polar opposite.
Most people actually are the polar opposite.
I get maybe too much enjoyment out of a good meal. Steak, bacon,
Okay.
I'm getting hungry. They just are thinking good about
foods. They are definitely good foods. I know there's the foods that do make me gag though. Parmesan cheese. The smell of it, I'm on a.
It does smell a bit like feet, but it tastes good.
Yeah,
it tastes good. There's something special about it.
And like, pumpkin makes me gag badly. Mm. I can't swallow it.
Has that always been the case since you're a little kid?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe you'll grow out of it.
Maybe.
Or maybe you just haven't realised you've grown out of it. There used to be some things I didn't eat when I was a little kid that I've decided that they're actually all right. Walnuts.
Oh.
I used to gag on walnuts, but now I love them. But I guess I'm a bit more mature than you. I have a mature palate.
Yeah, because you're like, slightly older.
I like anchovies and salmon and adult foods.
Oh. I like the basics, the blands.
Bread.
I can't do white bread. Can't do white bread.
Right.
But I do enjoy like spaghetti, bolognese. That's like pretty basic.
Yeah. So white.
I've been told that 4 times today that I'm
maybe
very
there's
white.
Some truth to
is
it.
Is there something wrong with that?
Text in what if you think Callie is really white in her tastes. In her tastes. It's boring. or if you think there's a food that, you know, you eat but you don't really like, text in.
Yeah, let us know foods that you don't like. But I think, though, camp food has... there's definitely been enough of it to go around, which has been really good. I've been on camps where there hasn't been enough food to feed everyone. Chocolate mousse was quite nice tonight.
It has been plentiful.
Plentiful. There's always been seconds, which is always good.
Good.
Appreciate the food.
All right. Now, we had a competition today on Instagram.
We did.
And we had quite a few responses to that. Would you like to share a few of those responses and see if we can pick a winner out of those?
Excuse my coughing. Now, so on Instagram, we posted a picture. I took a picture of Hayden this morning while I was eating breakfast.
Mm.
As he was eating some baked beans.
No, hang on.
Hold on, no.
They were disgusting. I did not eat baked beans. I've just been saying how mature. Maybe baked beans are a kiddie food. That's why I don't eat them.
They are the musical fruit that make you toot. As Hayden was eating baked beans, some dribbled onto his beard. But I was like, oh, perfect photo opportunity. And so I posted it on Instagram for all those that don't have it. We were asking for a caption for a sweet prize. And we've definitely got a few really good contenders here. Are we announcing the winner tonight or tomorrow?
No, tonight. Go
tonight.
For it.
Okay, so someone, if you've got Instagram or someone's got a phone near you, get on it and go onto the Prez Youth Vic Instagram page and look at the photo and look at the hashtags with us and the captions. So someone has, when brekkie is so good, you got to save some for later, #hungry.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
When relationships got you tied down and you just need a break. I think that was partly to do with your facial expression.
Nothing
you were
to do
lonely.
With the baked beans though.
No.
Or maybe baked beans are a lonely man's food.
Someone put in #notmyradiohost, #notmyash.
Oh, that must have been Ash.
It wasn't Ash, but I think that person was bribed by Ash to put that in
there.
That
is rude.
I don't even understand what this means. You have not one person who put that in. So this one I like. Someone, let's pray, me, .. And it's like, oops, I already started eating.
Oh, yeah, got it. Yep. Eating during prayer time.
#beardbeans.
Yeah.
When you forgot that you're white and can't handle chili con carne.
I like that one.
I feel like that one would have been more appropriate to say with me.
That's all right.
And then my name's Ron. It's for later on.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. All right. What do you want to give it to?
I like someone. Let's pray. Me. Oh, I've already started eating.
All right. And what should we give them? Do you reckon they can have the butter cookies? Or do you want to give them a mug?
I think we should give them... Or
a poster.
Nah. Save the poster for later. I reckon they have won a mug. And this person, Catherine Ross, you have won. So can you come and see us tomorrow and we will give you a prize.
And what does the mug have on it?
It is a Milo mug.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a one-of-a-kind Milo mug. The energy food drink. This is one-of-a-kind. You won't be able to find this anywhere else. Legit.
All right. Before we wrap it up, were there any shout outs today that we wanted to share that were dropped into our box?
Yeah, just a couple. We've got a shout out to the 20 centimeter centipede in the toilet from Jacob. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I've got a few shout outs to Hayden and myself for just being purely awesome. Thanks, guys. Keep those coming in.
I think someone said Silver Fox in there as well.
We've been given some nicknames: Hayden, Silver Fox, Milstead, and Kelly, the Disc Thrower.
Right.
And then we've had a few good jokes. So I'd like to read maybe one of these, which is. Where did it come from?
Kelly's frantically scrambling around papers on the table.
Oh, yes. Okay. Listen up, guys. What do you call a cow with a twitch?
What do you call a cow with a twitch, Kel?
Beef jerky.
That was a really good laugh.
Okay.
Beef jerky.
One of my favorite jokes. I'm going to tell you. What do you call a woman who plays tennis?
I don't know. What do you call a woman who plays tennis?
A net.
Yes, because there's a net in tennis.
Very good. Thanks, guys. If you've got any bad jokes, chuck them in. There's always time for bad jokes.
Alrighty. So anything they need to know for tomorrow morning?
Leaders meeting, 7:30 in the shoes off room where we have sessions.
Rec room, yep.
Duty group. You should all know who's in your duty group now, leaders, because we were with our activity group tonight. The person that is on duty group is, I don't have a book with me.
That's terrible.
Everyone look at the book, and if you're on duty group, go to it. And then we just have one more thing to say with a competition that we've potentially got coming up. There's a wax on, wax off competition
That's
coming
it.
Up.
It's going to be fun. Now, it's going to be painful.
It's going to be painful, but we need your help in deciding who's going to get waxed. So please put in your nominations in our radio box.
If you like this leader, then don't nominate them.
Choose someone hairy. Hairy legs.
Yeah.
Hairy legs.
That would be good. All right. Well, I think that is it for tonight. We will sign out and see you all tomorrow.
Have a good sleep, guys.
We're going to finish up with Chainsmokers featuring Coldplay, Something Just Like This.